Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560 with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado. My name is Kevin Flesh. You're listening to 560 KLZ. And we have a jam-packed show today. Co-host Red Merrill is here. How are you, Red?
I'm doing good, Kevin.
Fantastic. I'm going to call this our banquet show, because that's kind of the majority of the show, what we're talking about. We went from the Sportsman's Expo a couple of weeks ago, and we're in the heart of winter right now, although you wouldn't know it today.
But
we have lots of banquets coming up, lots of really important things to talk about, and different conservation groups and other things that people are doing to help, our fallen heroes and that sort of thing. And so let's get started with that. We've got, let's talk about who we have in studio first, okay? So Brady White, how are you, Brady?
I'm doing great. Thanks
good.
So much for having us.
You're here from Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation.
That's right.
All right. You got your son here today as well, Zach.
Yep, I'm here.
How are you doing, Zach?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. And you guys are going to talk about the banquet that's coming up on March 11th, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
We're also going to talk a little bit about what Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation does.
Yeah, we can certainly do that. And we've got some great information to share with the audience. And looking forward to doing that.
Fantastic. And Dave, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kevin.
Dave Proffitt from it's American Heroes in Action, is that right?
American Heroes in Action.
All right. And what exactly do you guys do?
American Heroes in Action provides hunting trips, fishing trips, and other outdoor adventures to combat wounded veterans and other American heroes.
Nice. And so you have a banquet coming up on April 29th.
Exactly.
Fantastic. And then we've got Dale Merritt. Dale Merritt is joining us on the phone. He's from Pikes Peak Pheasants Forever. And Dale, can you hear me?
I can hear you good, Kevin. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, doing great.
And we're going to start with
weather like this. We can't argue.
Red and I were talking earlier about you coming in last week with the puppy, but we don't have any puppies in studio today.
No, we enjoyed it last weekend. Red and Scott got to take some selfies with the puppy and play with the puppy, and Bear Point Kennels is donating that pup to the live auction at the Pheasants Forever banquet on February 11th, down in Colorado Springs at the Colorado Springs Event Center. It's a 3.5-month-old black American Pointing Lab female that will be in the live auction. So everybody needs to come down and see that pup.
Dale, I got to see the pup and play with the pup, and I'm telling you, she was outstanding. You reckon if I bid $100, I might be able to get her?
Oh, you might be able to start the bid there anyway.
So let's talk a little bit about Pheasants Forever to begin with in general. So many of our listeners may or may not know about the conservation group, but Dale, tell us about that and why this banquet is so important about what you guys do for Colorado.
Well, Colorado's got 14 chapters throughout the state of Colorado that are Pheasants Forever chapters that host all their own individual banquets. We happen to have the Pikes Peak chapter down in Colorado Springs. We cover Douglas County, Elbert County, and El Paso County through our chapter down there. But Pheasants Forever has partnered with the Division of Wildlife and the NRCS office and got our Farm Bill biologist on the ground. So we've got four full-time biologists working habitat projects and working with landowners right here in the state of Colorado. And last year, we also partnered up and started Conservations for Corners. So all the farm circles and irrigation circles that you see out there in eastern Colorado, the farmers are losing all their CRP ground. So we started a local program that kept some of the federal government out of it. And these corner programs, the farmers put them in, they allow our biologists to put the right seed mix for habitat, for whether it's birds, deer, whatever it is, on these corners. But for them to enroll in that program, they have to put that section of ground into public walk-in ground. So we're actually getting habitat on the ground and getting public access for the local people hunting.
So describe the walk-in program a little bit for those that don't know about it.
Okay, don't know, it's been about 10 years ago. Ed Gorman took over the small animal portion of the parks and wildlife here in the state of Colorado, and in conjunction with Pheasants Forever, we went out and we actually, because the division didn't have the manpower to do it, Pheasants Forever went out and started contacting landowners and help build the walk-in program. So you can get a walk-in brochure, and the landowners put this into the walk-in program. And it's very little money that the landowners are really getting, but they get a little bit for it. But it's given the people that don't have access to land a place to go out and hunt. And the Pheasants Forever members go out and actually put the signs up on all that walk-in, public walk-in ground that's in the Parks and Wildlife walk-in program.
Yeah, and you know, Dale, for those that are listening out there, I've actually hunted in some of those corners and stuff, and there's pheasant in there, and it's good hunting.
Right. All right, so all these programs that are going on, unfortunately, they all take money.
Yes, they do.
Correct. Yes, they do.
And so that's why you have banquets.
Yes. So our fundraising banquet that we're coming up with down here in Colorado Springs, we host an annual one. This is our 28th year of doing it here in Colorado. And what's nice about it is the funds that we raise here in Colorado, the local chapters get to control those funds for projects right here in the state. So the Fountain Fort Carton High School cheerleader team come in and they run all our games. So we got spinner games, Plinko games, board games, a whole bunch of different style games, and the cheerleaders are down there, which are supporting the youth. That's another big part of why we raise money. We host youth events. We've got six trailers on the ground here in the state of Colorado, and if a nonprofit group calls us up and says, hey, we got a youth event and we need supplies, we can pull into any nonprofit, and it doesn't have to be necessary conservation. We've done it for Wounded Warriors. We've done it for U.S. Outdoors. We've done it for church groups, and so that we can get the youth and people invested in that. So these funds that we raise at these banquets are so important so that we can keep the biologists on the ground. We can keep the youth in the outdoors. And so we've got a live auction, silent auction, bucket raffles. We've got dove hunts to Argentina, African safari hunts in the live auction. We got North Dakota pheasant hunts. We got duck hunts. So there's a whole bunch of different things that you can come and purchase, and it all goes toward our mission.
And, Dale, this is Brady with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. I just want to add a little bit to your youth activities. I actually got my son involved at a Northern Colorado Pheasants Forever Outdoor Skills Day, I think you guys call it?
Yep.
And it was a great, great event. Had him out there learning how to shoot a 22 and a archery, and then ended up with a pheasant hunt. And how did you do on that pheasant hunt, son?
I shot the tail feathers off of a pheasant. It was so close.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun. I actually guided that hunt with our dogs from Bear Point Kennel about 3 years ago for them out there. But our chapter hosts a youth day out here in Douglas County, and we actually bring fish in, stock the pond so they get to go fishing. We set up archery, 22 range, trap range, and we do a live guided hunt over chukar with the dogs, and the kids get to do all those stations all in one day, and we take 40 kids that day, and we scholarship 100%. It costs the kids zero to participate in those.
And we also, this is Brady again, we partner up with you on your tuned camps. We have some folks out there that go help provide the safety training and the 22 shooting, stuff like that.
Yes.
So it's great example of a couple of conservation organizations working together and getting these youth involved.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. We partner up with the Elk Foundation, Mule Deer Foundation. We all get together, all the conservation group, and we host Muley Kid Days out at Rocky Mountain Roosters every spring. We'll put 200 kids through there that day, and you know, Elks is there, Mule Deer, Pheasants Forever, Bow Hunters Association. All these groups come together and work as a team when it comes to educating these youth.
All right, so Dale, if people are interested in and folks that want to go to this banquet don't have to be from the Springs area. They can come from anywhere they want, right? I mean, they don't have to, if they're members of someone else, they can still come to your banquet for your chapter.
Absolutely. Doors are open to everyone. We'll take in walk-ins that night, but pre-registration allows you to get in the door quicker. Your information's all there. You can go to the Pikes Peak, pheasantsforever.org, and get all the banquet information. You can register for the banquet at Pikes Peak, pheasantsforever.org, or you can call me personally. I'm the president of the chapter and banquet chair. My phone number is 303-929-9971. And it's just a great family night out. We have a lot of youth. We even have a youth going to sing the national anthem for us. So the youth is our future, and so we really love seeing that.
Yeah, and Dale, can you just repeat that phone number in case people want to call right now?
Yes, my phone number is 303-929-9971.
And then the website again, in case folks want to just pre-register on the website.
Okay, it's pikespeakpheasantsforever.org.
All right. So that makes a lot of sense, and definitely get on the website. I was on there a couple of days ago. We're going down. Red, yes. And Scott and I and our spouses are going. We'll see you there next Saturday. And
Red'll have, look forward to it.
Red'll have his $100 for the puppy.
Yeah. And for all those people who've been dying to see me, you know, in person,
right?
You just look for the best looking guy in the crowd.
Yeah.
And that'll be me.
And you'll probably take, unlike Mr. Menzel, you'll probably take selfies with people for free, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. I'm waiting in line for those pictures.
Give me a charge $5.
Yeah. All right, Dale. Well, we really appreciate it, and we will see you next Saturday. Again, the Pikes Peak Pheasant Forever chapter is having its banquet February 11th. Doors open at 4 o'clock. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right. Well, we really appreciate it. It's time for break. This is you're listening to Sportsman of Colorado on 560 KLZ.
Pamper your puppy. Coddle your cat. This Valentine's Day, the Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center's Grooming Salon is offering a Valentine's Spa Special for only $15 additional with any full groom. Lavender shampoo, a blueberry facial, toothbrushing, a bow or bandana, and a take-home treat. This is your chance to lavish some love on your little furry friend. February 6th through the 15th, give your pet the deluxe treatment at the Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center's Grooming Salon, where they believe even your pet deserves a little luxury. Call 303-708-8050 or visit LoneTreeVet.com for more details.
In a flash, from out of nowhere, your whole life can change forever. It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon, the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault, after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of Flesh Law. Flesh Law will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries.
Call 303-806-8886 for the Flesh Law Firm. 303-806-8886. Online, go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Flesh Law, the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekday afternoons at 3 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. This is Kevin Flesh. And it's always good to hear from our next guest, Ryan Martinez from Yes Bay Lodge. Ryan, are you there?
I'm here. How are you doing, Kevin?
I'm great, Ryan. How are you?
Oh, not bad, not bad. Staying busy with our annual trade shows here in the western part of the country and just booking hard for the upcoming season.
So where exactly are you right now?
We are in Eugene, Oregon, about to be setting up for our 44th annual, KEZI fishing show held at the Lane County Fairgrounds. So, working hard.
I'm sure. This time of year, you know, it's so different than when you're up at your lodge at Yes Bay Lodge in Ketchikan, Alaska. And, Ryan, let's first talk about, you know, we get new listeners all the time. So let's talk about Yes Bay Lodge and where you're located and what you guys do and why it's such a special place in the world.
Well, you know, Yes Bay Lodge is located 50 miles north of Ketchikan. We are a fly-in wilderness lodge. As far as other lodges on Prince of Wales and let alone in Ketchikan, we are a five-star premier fishing lodge that offers a one guide per two guests from our 20-foot boats. We are the only lodge in Southeast Alaska that can offer that dynamic as far as fully guided trips in the saltwater and freshwater, arrangements for bear viewing tours, fly out trips to trophy trout lakes, let alone misty fjord tours, and the food. My wife is an impeccable chef who has been born and raised at the lodge. And so as far as our motto there at Yes Bay, we always say the fishing may be slow, the weather may be bad, but the food had better be good. And Kevin, you have been a true evidence to that. You've experienced that yourself.
No doubt. And I can talk about the fact that I had to go on a diet when we got back from our short trip up to you guys. It was spectacular. I mean, the food was much more than we expected. And I think what's so important, too, is to talk about the resources in general up there. I mean, the food is good that you have shipped in and you prepare it impeccably. But, you know, fresh shrimp, because we put shrimp pots out, we put crab pots out or whatever. I think they're maybe crab traps, I guess, right, Ryan?
Same difference. But, you know, just like you're saying is that, you know, to be able to have to order these supplies, you know, a week out and for her to be able to plan these meals accordingly, being so remote and not next to any type of market or any other fishing lodge that we could maybe call on for help. It's a five-star dynamic to the lodge.
Well, let's talk about that for a moment, too, about the location, because, okay, you're 50 miles from Ketchikan. First of all, this isn't a situation where you fly into Ketchikan and you then have to get on another boat and bounce across the water for a couple hours to get to your location. You get to Ketchikan and talk about how exactly you guys get your guests to the lodge.
Well, you know, with Alaskan Airlines, which most of our guests take, they're getting themselves directly from Seattle into Ketchikan, 90 minutes. And once they arrive, we take over right from there. We have our planes and pilots all staged prior to arrival. We have a fleet of three of our own planes, so being able to meet you there and get you out to the lodge the minute you arrive is very easy for us to do because we don't have to charter out any type of other flight service.
Right.
And it's truly when the adventure begins. You're talking a 25-minute float plane journey. You're leaving Ketchikan all behind you, and next thing you know, you're flying right next to the lodge, landing on the water, and you're jumping off the dock. And a lot of people are so used to as well fishing in open waters.
Yeah.
They're so used to having to travel 2 hours to these fishing grounds in open oceans, swells, and just nasty weather. Well, you know, you're targeting your halibut, your salmon, your cod, your crabbing, your shrimping, and if there was time, we can do some fresh water all in that 10-hour day. So, I mean, it's a very, very unique, very premier location, and also the only lodge within 35, 40 miles. So it is our special fishery.
That's what I was going to say. So what you get on the dock, you get into the float plane, and if nobody's ever done a float plane trip to begin with, that in itself is an adventure, like you said. You start there, and ours, when we went, it was just incredible views and just the landing into the bay. And then you realize there's nobody else there. I mean, you're at the end of a big bay. It's like the best way I could describe it is sort of like some of the most beautiful valleys that we have in Colorado, and it's covered in water. And then you've got these unbelievable peaks around you, and there's no other human beings around other than folks that may come through in boats, but there's nowhere to stay. I mean, you're the only game in town when it comes to that area of where you're located, and it's just a spectacular environment. And then you get to go and have a fairly short duration drive to wherever you're going to be fishing to start fishing. And you don't have a lot of times where you have any issues with weather in the sense of wave activity or that sort of things where there's any danger, right?
No. Well, being located, you know, in inland waters and also, you know, 20, 30 minutes maximum running time from the lodge,
yeah,
you know, you're really maximizing your catch and your experience for your day. And as you just mentioned, really know what we call it in Alaska are black flag days. And we never experienced that. And black flag means that the weather or the conditions are so hazardous and unsafe that the boats have to be grounded. And we never experienced that at the lodge.
Yeah. It's
very calm, very protected conditions.
And that's really important, especially where folks are spending all that money to come up and see Alaska and all of its splendor. I mean, it's one thing to say, oh, I can't get out today and I'm just going to have to hang out at the lodge. And you certainly have plenty of things to do at the lodge. But the reason that people spend their hard-earned money coming to places like yours is because they want to get out into that environment. And when you can't, it really is frustrating.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, too, is to be able to know that you're going to have your own guide along with your own boat and have the ability to plan out each and every day with us and the guide. I mean, you will not find that in any other lodge. It is truly a very unique program as far as what we're running at US Bay.
Yeah, and with our listeners that maybe you're a fisherman that's done a bunch of fishing, but you want to take along, like I did in my situation, I took my wife along. She had never done that sort of fishing before, really needed some assistance in sort of how exactly to do it and understand the process. Your guide, Lucky, that we had for the days that we were there, he was spectacular in being an educator and really explaining to my wife how things are to go. And even Scott needed a little bit of help here and there. The bottom line is that the guide really helps. And that's part of the service, too. I mean, that really lends itself to a positive experience for people when they get there and they have no idea what they're doing. It wasn't a situation where he belittled anyone. It wasn't a situation where he was there. And he got more excited about catching fish than I think we did at times. And that's really what you see in good guides and the guides that you guys have. It was really, really impressive.
Well, and just like you mentioned, you know, a guide can be very intimidating on
yeah.
these trips. And so a lot of people, they opt for the self-guided. Well, you know, once again, I always bring up that one guide per two guests that we run from our boats. If you wanted to get hands-on with it and bait your own tackle and set your own downrigger and do all the following, heck, he's more than happy to do that.
Right.
But also, as well, for the novice as Janet was, shoot, he's there to set him up for success.
Yep.
So having a fully guided trip, and especially for the value that we offer, heck of a deal.
Well, and there's a good example of where the guide made a difference, because I didn't expect her to fish as much as she did. By, you know, the first day we came back for lunch, and it was spectacular lunch, of course, but we were there to fish. So the second day we were like, you know what, we'll take, we asked Janet, is it all right if we take lunch out in the boat? She was like, absolutely. I had so much fun yesterday. Yeah, we don't need to come in. Let's do that. And that's a tribute to how good he was and how comfortable she felt in the fact that, you know, she was the only female on the boat. There were four other, you know, there were four of us total, three guys, one gal. And she's like, absolutely, let's stay out all day. And she did that 2 days in a row. And that just, I was just so surprised by that, because I really expected her to say after the first day, you know, it was nice, but maybe after lunch tomorrow I'll stay back at the lodge.
Well, and that's so many women that really come on these trips and do their shopping on for these trips, is that once again they have this concept that they're coming to this lodge where there's going to be these salty guys all swearing and cussing and playing poker and staying up all throughout the night.
Yeah.
You know, we're very comfortable. You have your private facilities. You have a fully guided trip and the ability to come and go as you choose, as she didn't, but I mean the ability to
right.
Is very important for the women, very important.
So Ryan, we just got a couple minutes left with this segment. I would really like to talk about what's new for you guys for this year, and then do you have any specials that you're running so that if people hear about it and where they can get in contact with you?
Sure. Well, this year we're reintroducing the kayaks to our program, and these kayaks will actually be able to be converted to a fishing kayak and also a recreational kayak. And, you know, going to the self-guided, it's a huge, huge hit with some of our guests being able to take a kayak out and maybe catch a 30, 40, 50-pound halibut right out in front of the lodge. So we're reintroducing the kayak program. As I mentioned on one of our last segments, we have our Silver Salmon Derby. For the guest who catches the biggest silver during our coho season will win a free trip for the following year.
Nice.
So a lot of new little programs. And to the value of the trip, right now, we had a lot of people come down and visit us from the people who listen to the show there at Denver, and they saw that we were offering a $28.95 four-night, three-day fishing package, which is a $500 reduced price. Well, for the listeners out there, we're taking an additional $100 off to make it a $27.95, $600 total in savings for the four-night, three full-day fishing package.
Awesome. Awesome. So how do they get a hold of you? Where do they go to get the, this deal?
They can visit me at info@yesbay.com. They can also visit www.yesbay.com. Very informative website. Got a great blog to subscribe to as well. And they can also contact me at 907-225-7906. Always in contact for new followers and new bookings, all right?
All right, Ryan, it's really good to talk to you. Have a great time in Eugene, and we will catch up with you, I'm guessing, within the next couple of weeks again.
You got it, Kevin. We'll be talking to you soon, and have a good weekend, and we'll be chatting out with you later.
Great. Thank you very much. Well, let's take a break at this point. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado.
What if it was possible to train your body how to burn excess fat through natural homeopathic means? Dr. Julie Marchial uses a time-tested protocol to unlock unnecessary fat stores in your body, converting fat into energy so you can experience permanent weight loss. Because this remarkable method targets only your bad fat, leaving vital stores of necessary fat untouched, your body will begin to experience balance in a new and healthier way. As Dr. Julie leads you through her unique weight loss program, your brain will gradually relearn what it means to feel full and to feel hungry. You will find many of your old cravings simply disappear. Call Dr. Julie at Ascent Health Center today to find out how KLZ hosts John Rush, Scott Watley, and Dan Muir put their bodies to work for them with unbelievable results. Call 303-343-8800. That's 303-343-8800. Or go to AscentHealthCenter.com.
This is Red Merrill for Phoenix Weaponry. Phoenix Weaponry is a weapon manufacturer that services the firearm enthusiast. From precision ARs to suppressors, Phoenix Weaponry can make your dreams come true. Phoenix Weaponry is a full-service gun shop that offers gunsmithing, coating, and modifications to your own weapon. Phoenix Weaponry, family-owned and operated right here in Colorado. If you can dream it, Phoenix Weaponry can build it. Call today, 720-340-2496. Again, that's 720-340-2496. Or visit their website, phoenixweaponry.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 10% off your custom-built weapon.
This is Scott Watley for my friends at Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store, family owned and operated. They buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 66. In Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050.
Dana Lash, late nights at 10 on KLZ 560 and 100.7 FM. KLZ, the source.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Kevin Flesch. I'm here with my co-host, Red Merrill, as always.
Yes, sir.
And we've got extra special guests in-house today. We got Dave Proffitt from American Heroes in Action. And let's turn to you, Dave. Let's talk about your organization and what you guys are doing, what's coming up, and what we should know about this organization and why it's so important.
The American Heroes in Action organization provides outdoor adventures to our combat wounded veterans and other American heroes. So if it's an injured firefighter, injured law enforcement, or other first responder, and they need a little outdoor therapy, they can apply online to join us on a hunting trip, fishing trip, and we do a lot more. We take them golfing. We'll go whitewater rafting, hoping to do a hike up a 14er this summer. So it's all outdoor therapy.
And we were talking at the break how important, first of all, there's been studies relating to individuals that are in this situation and how important it is to get them outdoors and what that does for them.
There have been studies. I believe it was the University of Utah that found out that this outdoor therapy stuff really works.
And why do you think, I know why that is, but why do you think that is? What do you think that it helps them with?
I think being in nature, I grew up hunting and fishing, and I know it benefits me.
Yeah.
So I think it benefits anyone who gets outside. I'll tell you a quick story. I met a soldier who was wounded in Afghanistan, and when he came home, he was drinking a case of beer a day. And he told me that after 6 months of that, his wife said, "Dude, you need to get some help."
Yeah.
And he met a guy at a bar, and the guy said, "I'll take you gold panning." And the soldier said, "Well, that seems interesting." And they met early one morning before the bar opened, and the soldier hopped in this other guy's car, and before they were out of the parking lot, the other guy said, "You know, we're not going to find any gold, right?" So the soldier's a little concerned, why are they going? Well, he pulled up to this creek, and it was a beautiful setting. The soldier said he took off his shoes and socks and rolled his pants up and walked into the creek up to his ankles. And he said he could literally feel stress washing away from the water in the creek.
Mm. Absolutely. I mean, that's what it's about.
Yes.
You know, it's hard for us to understand that having been in combat and been wounded or something like that, it's hard to understand the stress that these people are under when they come back. And a program like this, I know what it does for me when I get in the outdoors, and I can just imagine, to some degree at least, what it does for them. And this has got to be a tremendous organization. Tell us how you got involved and some more about your organization.
I've never worn the uniform. I'm not a veteran. I did spend a year in Iraq as a contractor. And part of my job, I worked in the APO, the Army Post Office, and part of my job was to take the footlocker that the soldier spent all night packing, brought it into the post office, and I tore everything out. I was looking for stuff he wasn't supposed to be mailing home, guns, bullets, etc. And the thing that I saw was a lot of kids my kid's age, were mailing home Purple Heart medals. Those people I wanted to help when I came back home. So that's how I started American Heroes in Action.
So you actually started this organization?
I did. Organization celebrated 2-year anniversary last month.
Mm-hmm. Talk about what you did last year.
Last year, the organization took 51 participants on 12 different adventures in 2 different states. And our goal for 2017 is to double or better all of those numbers.
Yes, and that's why one of the reasons why you're having this banquet is to help generate funds to be able to take these wounded heroes, out in the outdoors.
Exactly. It does take a little bit extra money to put on these adventures.
So, Dave, tell me, how do you determine who gets to go on your hunts?
Terrific question. The applicants come through our website, and they fill out a form that tells me what type of adventures they're interested in. Could be big game hunting, could be small game hunting, could be fly fishing. And then when I have one of those adventures, I will send an email out to all of the all of the applicants that are interested in that adventure. And then my criteria, my first criteria, I have my four tiers. My first tier is any combat wounded veteran or injured first responder who's never gone out with American Heroes in Action on an adventure. The second tier is a wounded veteran or firefighter who has gone out with me before. If I still have open spots, I'll take any veteran or any firefighter or any member of law enforcement. And my fourth criteria is someone who's still active duty.
All right. Well, then tell us specifically about the banquet, the dates, how they can get tickets, and where it's going to be.
The banquet will be held on Saturday, April 29th. It's at the Castle Event Center at 120th and I-25. The doors open at 4:30. Banquet tickets are $50 a person or $90 a couple. There are reserved tables available, and the banquet will feature several different raffles, several items in the silent auction, a steak or salmon dinner, and a very exciting live auction starting at 7.
And I'm guessing you're going to have some stories about what these guys have done and how you've affected their lives relating to it.
There will be a number of our veterans who have participated with us attending the banquet and sharing their stories.
Great.
And how's the best way for them to get in touch with you to get tickets?
Tickets are available online through the American Heroes in Action website, AmericanHeroesInAction.org.
And if somebody doesn't want to use the website, can they call you as well? Or
absolutely. I'll take a phone call from anybody at 303-931-3639, or they can send me an email. It's pretty easy, Dave@AmericanHeroesInAction.org.
Now, we were also talking off the break. So we've got you here. We've got Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, and you guys have done some things together, talking about conservation and talking about helping folks that need the sort of help that you provide, Dave. Let's give an example and a story just this last year of what you guys have done together.
At the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation banquet in, I believe it was March of 2016, they put together a turkey hunting package for a combat wounded veteran. And I was able to find a veteran that was able to go with the fellas from the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation up on private land up in Golden Gate Canyon. And our veteran, Jake, was able to bag his first turkey.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, we had such a great relationship built with your organization. And what we've been able to do is raffle off or auction off this hunt, and it creates such a tremendous amount of interest at our banquet that it's a good revenue source for us, but also it's quite a blessing to the veteran that's able to go. And we were able to provide a shotgun, we were able to provide the taxidermy for mounting the tail of the turkey that was eventually shot, and provide the film of the adventure as well. And I believe our donor that donates this hunt, they provide the breakfast beforehand. And
excellent breakfast.
Yeah. That's so important. The food still is a critical part to the whole experience. And just the fact that you get to share that with other people. I mean, you get the ability to film it. You get the ability to talk about it. And hopefully it gives some hope to these other folks, the other wounded warriors, for example, that say, you know, they're missing that and they want an outlet.
It's also a benefit to get a couple of veterans together. It seems like one of the veterans will know about some benefits that they've all earned and they're entitled to that these other veterans don't know they have coming to them.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've talked about what you've done in 2016 and what your goals are for 2017. How do you reach those goals? What would you like to see our listeners help you with in getting to those 2017 goals?
Attending the banquet and bidding as high as you can will help a lot. I've already taken 10 different participants on 2 adventures this year. I have already scheduled a spring snow goose hunt for March, and we're going to have one more pheasant hunt. We've gone out to Strasburg Game Birds. It's a private hunting preserve, so there's no limit and no license required, and they allow pheasant hunting up until the end of March.
Right.
So I'm able to get extend the hunting season.
Absolutely. And you're able to guarantee that that you're going to get some shooting in and that these folks that you take out there really have a good experience.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they get to watch the hunting dogs do their thing, too, which is truly a benefit.
It is. It is. And that, you know, animals with same thing. They bring an extra element to the experience, and it's always so much fun to watch those animals work on those pheasants.
But you asked what else could the listeners do. If we have guides and outfitters who are listening and they want to take some of our combat wounded veterans or firefighters or law enforcement, please call me at 303-931-3639 and offer some access to your land.
Yeah, fantastic. What a cool experience to have folks that have, you know, given up all that they give up for us to have the liberties that we do, and an easy way to give it back. And as you've seen, just the experiences of having these folks out in the woods and doing the things that you do and how important it is to them and to you. You even said
it is really a benefit to me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fantastic.
And the folks that are at the banquet that are betting on, particularly at the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation banquet, some of those are veterans, some of those aren't veterans, but it's a great way for them to give and honor these folks that have served and sacrificed so much for our country.
So again, if you have questions about this particular entity, American Heroes in Action, you can certainly give Dave a call at any time, 303-931-3639. If you want to go to the banquet, again, what was the website that you have to go to get tickets before the banquet itself?
The website is AmericanHeroesInAction.org. I will also mention quickly we have an early bird drawing. Anyone who buys their ticket before February 28th will be in the drawing for Old Glory. Old Glory is a Charter Arms 38 caliber revolver painted red, white, and blue, stars and stripes.
Oh, that's reason enough to get on the website and get your tickets early and get as many as you need, and even get a table if you want to do that.
Reserve tables are available.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you are lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser rifles, Sitka gear, and Night Force optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience, so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Face Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant, tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and you receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Last month, you know, during that big snowstorm, I was in a car accident. I was just sitting there at a light and bam, this guy came out of nowhere and smashed my back bumper. He just couldn't stop on that ice. At first, I didn't worry about it too much. I mean, accidents happen, right? But then this ache in my neck started keeping me up all night, and the mechanic was taking forever to get my car back because he's waiting for, I don't even know, some form from my insurance company. And on top of all of this, the guy who hit me didn't even have any insurance at all. So I got stuck with a bunch of bills that I couldn't afford. I didn't know what to do. But then I heard about Kevin Flesh on Haystack Help Radio. Let me tell you, Kevin is not like other lawyers. I could tell because he actually listened to what I had to say, and it felt like he genuinely cared about me. Plus, I didn't get pawned off on some inexperienced paralegal. Kevin Flesh is more than just a name used to intimidate the insurance companies. He will actually help you. If you've been injured in an accident, call Kevin Flesh at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation, and he'll help you get the compensation that you deserve.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekday afternoons at 3 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Kevin Flesh. With me is my co-host, Red Merrill. We've got Dave Proffitt from American Heroes in Action, Brady White from Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, and his son has come to see us as well. First time on the radio, Zach?
Yep.
Very nice. He's going to talk to us a little bit later about the youth programs that Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation does. But let's first talk about what you guys are up to, Brady, with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation and the banquet certainly coming up, and but also some of the things that have been going on in 2016 and 2017.
Absolutely. And thanks so much for having us on today to kind of share with what we're doing and our mission and why we're doing it and how people can get involved.
Yes.
Because it's vital.
And you bring up a good point. You know, we're talking about banquets today and you know, they're a way to raise money. But really what you want is you want people to be involved. You
Absolutely.
Want people to get involved with the organization, to lead other people to it, to do things out in the field to help the organization. Banquets are important. I'm not saying they're not, but let's really talk about what's going on with the organization and what you guys are doing.
And we, and that's one of the things as the new chairman of our Denver chapter, I wanted to make sure we emphasize, because while the banquet is a big revenue maker for us, and that's vital, you know, for being able to fulfill our mission. So let's talk about the mission, right, of the RMEF. We're all about ensuring the future of elk, other wildlife, their habitat, and our hunting heritage, meaning getting the youth involved and getting them out in the field and away from these all these electronic gadgets that they they can get so easily entangled with. My son's shaking his head over here.
It's true. I've got three daughters. They're on their devices all the time.
Yes. So how do we do that? Like, that's our overall mission. A big part of what we do is our banquet, and we'll definitely talk about that in a second. But before we do, I wanted to focus in on some other activities that we do. Like here in the state of Colorado, we have actually been able to conserve and enhance over 400,000 acres. Nationally, it's close to 7 million acres we've been able to conserve or enhance. We have in Colorado 637 projects that we have, conservation projects. We've opened up over 100,000 acres of land to hunters, and not just hunters, right? When we talk conservation, our motto now is hunting is conservation, right? Because we're all about preserving the land for hikers, picture takers, you know, campers, I mean, you name it. And not just for elk. I mean, if it helps the land, it's going to help other animals as well.
Yeah, but you know, Brady, your motto, hunting is conservation. It is hunters that provide the largest amount of the funds to pay for this conservation and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a tax. Robin Pittman.
Pittman Robertson.
Yeah.
There you go. And it's provided billions of dollars for all these activities, for us to all be able to benefit from.
And let's face it, the folks that are most concerned about conserving these areas are the hunters and the fishermen and the outdoors people. I mean, they're the ones historically over the last 100 years that started the movement relating to conservation. As much as other people want to suggest that they're doing it, we're the ones that have been leading the charge
over
generations of Americans.
And we know hunters know that it's if it wasn't for their hunting dollars and this Pittman-Robertson Act, which is a tax on hunting equipment and ammunition, if it wasn't for that, conservation would be non-existent, because we know of countries around the world that have outlawed hunting and their game populations have actually decreased dramatically, whereas countries that have hunting and the hunting dollars of those that go hunting and fishing, their game continues to increase.
Mm-hmm.
And let's face it, elk don't live in ugly places. They just don't. I mean, the habitat that they need, it's like trout. You know, we always say trout don't live in ugly places.
That's
either.
That's a great point.
And so we got to keep those places that they want to live in habitable for them. And if you do, everybody benefits.
Yeah, and just, you know, some of the things I mentioned that we're able to do on the field here in Colorado, but also nationally. It's vital to that effort. People can get involved, like hands-on. We have a what we call a fence pull. You know, there's literally thousands of miles of fence strewn around these mountains in the Rocky Mountains. And we take a team out in a couple different places. And, you know, for a weekend camping experience, people can, you know, throw on some leather gloves and get out there and roll up some barbed wire, because it's amazing the impact that just some old barbed wire can have on wildlife and getting caught up in it and other stuff. So that's just one kind of practical aspect of what we do. If anybody wants to reach out and learn more about our mission and how they can get involved, we've got a website we developed. It's rmefdenver.org. That's rmefdenver.org. And there we spend a lot of time showing people how they can get involved, what they're, you know, and particularly for our banquet, you know, what how they can access the banquet and sign up for the banquet.
So it looks like, Brady, we've got a call. There's Larry, are you on the phone?
Yeah. Hey, Scott, how's it going?
Good. This is Kevin Flesh. Scott, unfortunately, is not available today. Oh. He had a family emergency, but how can we help you, Larry? Are you there? We've lost Larry. Oh, there you go. Larry, are you still there? All right. Well, unfortunately, Larry left us. Sometimes that happens. As much as we have this technology you think works all the time, it
Indeed.
Doesn't work all the time. So I was hoping Larry was going to talk about Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, but since we've lost him, I apologize for the interruption.
Not a problem. So a big part of our mission and what we really emphasize in our banquet, because again, the banquet is our major fundraiser, and the Denver chapter is in the top 10 pretty often nationally,
right,
as far as fundraising activities go. But we have we really focus on the youth, and my son has been at a couple of banquets now, and and we have you know, every youth that comes that has a hunter education card, they get to enter into an opportunity to win a rifle, a big game rifle, and also a bow. You know, we have No Limits Archery donates a youth bow each
great
year.
Organization.
Yep, sure are.
Great sponsors. And my son has been there. You want to talk a little bit about your experience with the youth activities there?
Also, I think if any youth goes, I think you get an air rifle. You don't even need to enter any tickets or anything. I think you just get it. So
that's
really
right.
Cool.
Yeah, we have 10 air rifles that for the youth that show up, and you do not need a hunter education card for that.
Right.
But it's just another way for us to give back.
Well, and I think it's really important for the youth to see the message that you guys bring to the banquets and to everyone about how important it is for this resource too. It really gives them a sense of, okay, you know, to dissipate, I guess, the argument that they hear in the popular media about what exactly our organizations are about, right, and how sort of evil they are. I mean, because that's what they hear a lot about. I get that my kids a lot of times in school will be pretty uncomfortable talking about the outdoor activities that we do, the hunting and the fishing and things, because of sort of the way the perception is. And so it's good for them to see other kids around and the fact that this is okay.
Yeah.
And it's really important. I mean, it's
Absolutely.
Part of our culture.
As long as you don't do it too much.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, like anything else, you got to have it in moderation, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at our banquet, you know, we're going to have probably 20 or 30 kids there. And they get experience, you know, the overall atmosphere and what we do. So we're going to have many, many activities. And our banquet is on March the 11th. So I want to make sure.
Yeah, let's talk about the banquet and when it is and where it is.
So it's going to be March the 11th at the Westin Westminster. And you can sign up right online. Just go to rmefdenver.org. That's rmefdenver.org. And we have an early bird sign up by next Saturday. If they sign up, they
get 30 days in advance, essentially.
Yep. They get a price break. And, you know, we're just going to have so many things there. We've got probably 40 different items in our live auction. We're going to have 80-something items in our silent auction and bonus raffles. We've got probably 20-something firearms to raffle off. We're going to have 25 or so hunts that have been donated that we're going to be raffling off. And it's just going to be a fun experience for everybody.
Well,
where
that's,
do they go to get? I'm
sorry. Go ahead, Red.
Where
go
do they
ahead.
Go to get the tickets?
Okay, so go to rmefdenver.org, or you can call Pam. She's my banquet co-chair, and her number is 303-913-0363. That's 303-913-0363, and you can sign up with her as well.
All right, Red.
Yes.
Once again, we've completed a full hour.
It goes quick.
Thanks to all of our guests today. Get out there, enjoy the great outdoors in Colorado. You have listened to Sportsman of Colorado.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.